Ready? We'll call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order. If everybody would please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Good evening, all. I guess if everybody that's here is on the agenda or just visiting or whatever, if you are on the agenda and you come up front after a while, make sure you sign on our roster sheet. Public comment. I'm assuming, are the Chadwicks on the...
Did you guys want to speak right now at the public comment time?
You got a couple of minutes, or you want to wait till we get to the inspections and all that? Okay. We'll move on to the agenda review. If there's any items to be added, Council?
Under my report, I'm going to touch on Popsicles in the Park on August 3rd, which will be the day after National Day.
Okay. Tamara, you got anything, or is everything posted?
Everything should be posted.
Okay. Anything else from the council? Otherwise, I'd look for a motion. Motion made and seconded to approve the agenda with the added item. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Consent agenda. Any questions? Is there a second? Motion made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We're going to just deviate a little bit here on the agenda. We'll go to number 8, Brad Draghi with Willie Miller and Sons concerning the UFC property. He's got ambulance to go to, so.
Well, we talked about it for, I think this is the third meeting. We had the area, you got a map in front of you. We had it surveyed on Friday, the bank, and us didn't believe that that was railroad property, and it isn't. So I got drawn in there kind of where the road is. Greg was down there. If you know where the power pole is, to the west of that, there's a 11-foot strip. And then probably to the other side of it is what, Greg, to the stake? You know, like 26 feet in between there?
Yeah, 26, 27.
So, the pole's kind of in the middle of the road there, so there is access to that property. I don't know what you want to do. What more we can answer?
Well, we're going to have at least 11 feet to get in there. That's technically the city's. And if there's a little bit of gravel that stays on one side, whatever, you know.
And, I mean, that pole's got to be, you look at it, it's got to be moved sometime. Guide wire doesn't hold nothing that's loose. So I think Dick was going to call, yeah. The city call somebody from the XL, but there is 11-foot road. I think Delta was down there the other day, so I kind of saw the area too. So
really,
flags are all still there. As you go in the driveway, I got a white paint mark on the road. Otherwise, there's a stake off to the east. Go from there 27 feet over, and then look down. It's a line right alongside the grass container there. Goes up and around. Let's see it.
Did you hear back from the railroad, Brad?
No. We're not going to. UFC is talking to them, but they got to come and survey or prove us wrong. So, it's gone through three sales and nothing's ever been said that it was railroad property. There were fuel tanks there years ago, so I don't know why they would be on railroad property. And people that have been here a long time said that that property. Road out is owned by that property. So we had it surveyed. That's why we did it.
So basically, all the problems we had previous kind of disappeared.
Months, yep.
Just with the survey now.
Mm-hmm. And those three conditions are why you're applicable?
I think the only condition, if I were you, the fence I wouldn't put up because it's your property, just stay far enough off of it. I would put that right, no right turn sign up. Just people still turn there. It's kind of like a quick trip. You come out the south entrance. You're only supposed to make a right turn, but people spin around it and take a left turn anyway. So
just
I put the right turn sign up just to appease the railroad maybe, but other than that.
Any questions from the council? Otherwise, basically, tonight we've got to get this handled, I think. So,
and, I mean, if something would come from the railroad, we'd just null and void it. But I got to start getting something here. I think they were going to extend that contract till Labor Day or something. But if I got to wait another council meeting,
yeah.
And then to try and get sewer and water in here is going to be pretty tough.
But didn't the council basically approve what Brad is proposing? Contingent on your railroad approving it, but now if the railroad's no longer involved,
right? It just needs probably a new motion.
Okay, and I'll make the motion that we go along with it. We're going to waive the whack and sack charges. They're going to put those in, and we're going to basically trade the whack and sack charges for its property. I'll make that into a motion.
There a second?
What about the abstract or anything on this land? Is there any charges to transfer the land, or
I don't know about that stuff. Usually
there could be.
Usually split it.
There could be, you know, but that's
anything I've purchased or done, you kind of split it. So
part of life here with it.
I mean, now the survey's done already. We paid for that. So.
Yeah, and that's good. I'm glad that's done and it's all legal. So I'll second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the exchange of the land as it's drawn out here on the picture and as a survey in exchange for the whack and sack fee. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
So that should be hopefully.
And I get to just talk to Justin before. Those two old buildings down by the fertilizer, down farther, they'll go down one way or another. Fire department wants it. But this whole thing doesn't go until October or so anyway. So.
All right. Well, it's good you got the survey. It helped. Okay. Now we'll go back in order. Carver County Library Director Heidi Hoax.
Heidi Hoax.
Hoax.
Good Dutch name.
I'm close. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me here. You'll notice in the two items I handed out to you ahead of time, one is Carver County Library Communication Survey. If you might be able, and people here might be able to fill this out, we really want to know how people like to be communicated with. Because we want to be more effective in our communications. And if by chance you want to sign up for our e-newsletter from the library, that's optional, that's down at the bottom. And Tamara has very graciously said she would keep those surveys. I'll come over for them tomorrow, whichever ones are here. So, you don't even have to worry about sending them in or anything. The other thing that's with you is our annual report. It's only one page back to back because you people are busy enough. So we're just giving you a kind of a something to take away after our presentation because Carver County does serve you as well. Tamara? We serve you with our Norwood Young America Library and with our Cologne Express Library. If you're going out in 212, whether you're going to work or you're going to go into, whether it's Chaska or into Eden Prairie, it's a great express library there. Locker units where you can have your books sent. Also, if you go up north, the Mayor Express Library is open 24/7. So we have some a person from Chanhassen who works in Chanhassen, goes up and has another job up in St. Cloud, and then he drives back in the middle of the night, and if he has materials waiting for him over at the Mayor Library, he'll drive over there to get them. It's because he can get them in the middle of the night. So it's one of our great features that we have right there. The Carver County Library System is made up of 6 full-service libraries like the Norwood Young America Library and 4 express libraries. We're also doing some ride-and-reads, so some spinner units with paperbacks in the transit stations, and we're looking for other ways that we can serve people throughout the county. As a member of the county, your libraries get more books, more DVDs, more e-books for the money that you put in, because we put that money together from the county for group discounts that we'll get. Also with the programming, we create it once and then travel around to the libraries. We are also a member of the MELSA system in Carver County, and because of that, you have access to over 100 libraries within MELSA. So it's not just your Norwood Young America Library, but throughout MELSA, and because you're a part of MELSA, you can go throughout the state with your library card. They'll put it in their computer and you can check out a book. For example, let's say you're up at Baudette going fishing and it rains out dreadfully, and you go in, you take a book from the library, you can check it out there, and it turns sunny. Of course you're going to go fishing then. You're not going to sit in the cabin and read a book. But you take the book back with you, and then you can bring it to any one of our libraries or our book drops, and just put it in there. We will send it back. Let's say there's a book up in another library. Thief River Falls has one of Gretchen Bido's books that you really wanted to read about the first trains that were in Minnesota. So you go to your library, you ask them to bring it in. It comes down here from Thief River Falls. You're done reading it. You send it back, put it in the book drop. It goes back up. There is absolutely no charge to you because we are a part of the MELSA system. And MELSA also gives us some other group discounts as far as purchasing, too. So the county's money goes further. You get more for the money. As a part of the county, we do follow their strategic plan, but we have 4 basic directions. The first one is enhancing access to content and technology. We have a lot of our content or e-books online. We also have a lot of databases for kids that are doing research online, so you can go in your pajamas and do your research, do your own research. Let's say you're looking for something specific, and you can go online any time of the day or night. 24/7, our databases are available to you. We optimize our staff resources by providing them with a lot of training opportunities so they can serve you the best that is possible to their abilities. Expanding our community presence. We've tried to get out in the community, do more things. We've also tried, as I said, some different things like the ride and reads, the spinners with the books that are available at the Southwest Transit stations throughout the county. And transforming spaces and experiences. In 2010, you got your new Norwood Young America Library, but the new Norwood Young America Library is going to be looking at some different ways they can rearrange within the library to make it better for you. If you go down the road just a little ways to Waconia, you'll notice the wonderful brand new carpeting in there and the new activity room that they have. So we're always looking at different things we can do. And as far as the experiences, especially for kids, we talk about the great experiences, the robotics that we're doing at the library so the kids can participate, stop motion films that they do of their Legos, so they make Legos movies, all kinds of things. But it's not just technology kinds of things, but also specialized story times for kids that are autistic. We have sensitive story times. So we're looking at a lot of things that create a better experience for everyone, and we do for adults as well. A few things that were highlights this last year. The first one was our new Victoria Library. They had actually been waiting for that. They started asking for a new library the day that the Chanhassen Library opened, so that was 30 years ago. Hopefully we don't take that long with everybody who asks for a new library. We also have a new express library at the city of Carver in their Southwest Transit Station. Third, we migrated to Sierra, new circulation system. Fourth, we added lynda.com. I don't know about you, but I hate having, every time I'm getting specialized training, going way into the city, going to St. Paul, the heart of St. Paul, or Minneapolis, and then fighting the traffic to get back home. Lynda.com is a training tool database. It's got soft skills like customer service and so on, but it also has a lot of the computer skills that you need to learn. So the different types of Microsoft products are on there. There's tutorials for Excel, Access, all kinds of different software programs that you can learn. They give you certificates if you need the certificates for work and so on. A lot of people actually own their own subscriptions to lynda.com. When we purchased this for our patrons, they were so excited. One lady came in and said, "I am dropping my subscription right now. I get to go out on Friday nights now." So, I mean, it's a great thing. So people can actually have some more enjoyment time. And they get the service free of charge. We also increased our technology classes. One of the things we keep hearing is that people don't want to go far away. They want to stay close to home as they're taking their technology classes. And so we increase the number of technology classes and the types of technology classes. We also increased our advertisements for our very beginning technology classes to our senior citizen units, and that's been very popular with them. And then innovative programming. And I was telling you a little bit about some of the programming. We also have the green screen that we've been using with the kids and that the adults are asking for now. We have a couple programs this fall that'll be around Veterans Day. And they're going to be about writing, the therapeutic writing for vets. To get their emotions out. Wendell Affield, noted author of many books on Vietnam, is going to be coming and speaking one night, and the next day is going to be presenting a workshop for vets on how they can write down their feelings and get it out. And it's a wonderful affirmation of them and that their feelings matter and just feeling better about themselves. The other thing I want to mention is that we have our virtual library website. Now, we are going to be changing this website in about 2 weeks. We switch over to the new website, but it's still at www.carverlib.org. You can go on there. You can download all your e-books, e-audiobooks. You can actually, if you wanted to go into town and have a nice evening out, so let's say you wanted to take the kids or grandkids to the Children's Museum, you can check out 2 tickets on your library card to the Children's Museum. You can check that out to various theaters. You can check out 2 tickets at a time to various music events in the Twin Cities. So it's a great thing. It's under our Smart Pass program that MELSA gives us. So this is a great site for you. We also have a few of our activity measures. I know bottom line is important. In Carver County, we make sure that our library cards people have used their cards the last 5 years. Otherwise, we do take them off the database so that we have a really accurate picture of how many people are using the library. You'll see the library card holders, it's almost 75,000. If you get 60% of a county that has library card holders, you're supposed to be doing a great job. If those of you that are really good at math, I had to do it longhand, but those of you that are good at math realize that that number is 78% of Carver County. So 78% of Carver County residents have an active library card. You'll also notice that if you went with the print, media, and e-book circulation, we had over 1 million circulations last year, which is phenomenal for a county our size. And, of course, we still get reference questions. We still get people that are needing technical assistance. And at the very bottom, you see ILO activity. When we go way out, we go up to Thief River Falls to get that book to come down for you. That's ILL. But if you look at holds, those are the books, those are the requests that are placed on books we own. So by our residents in our county, that's a lot of books. It's because our people select books with our customers in mind. They really want to get everything that's the best for the customers. Very proud of them. So that's about our county library, and I'm just here now to ask you if you have any questions of me.
So when I pay all my late fees, that just really helps the library, right?
Actually, it does, because the county counts on us to bring in so much revenue. Yeah. If you were doing it with ebooks, we found that we had less revenue with fines and fees this year because ebooks net just automatically return, so people can't keep them late. But yes, sir, you.
What exactly does that acronym MELSA stand for?
Oh, I'm sorry. Metropolitan Library Services Agency. It's a regional library system. The state set up 12 regional library systems in the state. So groupings of libraries. In our case, counties. Groupings of counties of libraries. And the state funnels state and federal monies to that grouping or that MELSA, and MELSA disperses it to all of us.
Are there any plans to extend the hours of the Norwood Young America Library? Because they're kind of inconvenient, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Chaska's open 10 to 8, most of the, except for Friday, where they're 10 to 6. But, you know, the Norwood is kind of here and there and everywhere, it seems mm-hmm. like, almost, and it's... I was just wondering, because I go there, you know, every now and then, and I would mm-hmm. like to see the hours a little better.
Mm-hmm. I heard that also at the Norwood Young America City Council, and I will bring that to the county. Of course, it means more staffing. But it's good to hear it when I'm going out, because then it's not me saying it to the county commissioners. It's you saying it to the county commissioners, and I can tell them that we need more hours in Norwood. We need more hours in Watertown and so on. So thank you.
I would agree with what Bob says. You know, 4 hours will never be good in Norwood.
Mm-hmm.
But I think your whole organization, all the way from Chanhassen to Cologne to all over, that you just did an outstanding job.
Oh, thank you.
And I've never been disappointed. I've always been treated courteously. And there's one lady that I would like you to personally recognize, and her name is Carla. I don't know her last name. And I think she maybe could have gone down to part-time, or maybe she's even retired. I haven't seen her for a while, but she was just an outstanding representative of the organization.
I agree with you, and she has retired. She's subbing a little bit for us, but I'm going to see her tomorrow. She is actually going to run our foundation event for us. So I'm going to see her tomorrow. I'm going to tell her that.
She's good.
Does anybody else have any questions, comments?
I don't. Yeah. Anybody else?
Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much.
All right, we'll move on. Fire Department report, Chief Buckentine.
First off, just had John Michaels be joining our department. He passed all the background checks. We had him at training last night. He passed all our physical agilities. So unless you guys have any questions, it'd be up to you to take him on.
Is he one who lives on 31?
Yep.
Okay. If not, no problem. Make a motion to accept him. You still have the 1-year probationary deal too, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve John Michaels as a new member of the Hamburg Fire Department. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
National Night Out, I had emailed both Daryl Roddy from Ridgeview and the sheriff to get Ridgeview and the squad out. Just talked to Brad. He said he talked to Ridgeview too, and they got that okayed. So one ambulance will be rotating back and forth. Other than that, the donation was approved. I don't know if you had it yet or not, but it's you got it.
Mm-hmm.
So, unless
did you
have
say
any,
there was going to be a squad car as well, or just the ambulance?
I got a hold. I contacted the sheriff. I haven't heard back yet. So usually they do. If one's on duty in the area, they'll swing in for a while. But.
Well, if somebody misbehaves, we'll have one here.
So that's all I have, unless you guys have anything.
No, we'll have our deal for National Night Out after a while. So.
Last 2 months. President Marquardt was here with the relief bylaws that they made amendments to, and we need city approval for those.
There couldn't have been a whole lot of changes, though, right?
I think it was mostly just statute changes.
You know,
I don't know exactly what he...
I read through this, and it sure sounded a lot of familiar.
Right. I think a lot of... Just talking to Gary, I think all he said was it was mostly just statute changes, upgrades.
Okay. Any questions yet on it? Otherwise, we should have a motion to approve the amended bylaws.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the Hamburg Fire Department Relief Association amended bylaws. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
City offices... We had talked last month that someone was going to come to our meeting. I talked to Councilman Lund this weekend, and I think he's been working on something. So I don't know if you want to take it from here.
Yeah, I can take it from here. So everybody should have it. It should be in your packet. It should be, it's called City Hall Office Space. I know without kind of rehashing everything where we are up to this point in time, but we have talked about the lack of space everybody has in their individual offices, and reviewing what we've talked about in the previous council meetings, talking with the chief, getting some input from him as well. I know there's been a lot that's been put around, but I thought I'd figure just put pen to paper and put a proposal out there so we have a jumping off point, and then put a timeline with it as well. And so as you can see there, what I am proposing is that, you know, we utilize the loft in the fire hall for the fire department general office, and that would include would be, you know, the training officers, the other chiefs. It would include everybody but the fire chief. And so everything would be up there at that point. And then the thought would be is that this office that they currently are housed in, that there could be a dual purpose, since the deputy clerk is typically only here from on normal weeks, you know, between what 8:30 and 2, or 9 to 2, or 9 to 1. Yeah, somewhere in those ballparks, and typically the chief doesn't get in there until 3:30 at the earliest on most days anyway. So there wouldn't be an issue where they would be on top of each other like we have right now in the city office, and also like the chief and the fire department experiences when they're doing their reporting for training and all the other events that go on during throughout the month. So that would be the thought, that they could share the office space. Obviously, we would have to put some protocols in place as far as making sure that the fire department information is well secured, and vice versa, the city's information that's stored in that room is well secured as well. And then the other option would just, the other thing there to help bring more room into the loft, into the fire hall as well. I know it's been bantered around about the old one, putting it on display in the fire hall. We might as well do that. I think it would be good publicity, not only when the fire department does their steak fry and the pork chop feed, but also some of the other community events, like when the Lions have done their food for kids deal in there, or anything else that goes in there, put it up where I envision it would be, correct me if I'm wrong, Chief, but it would be on the east side of the backside of the building. We have to obviously build some supports or something like that to be able to have it up there. But it would be up there in display, right? So
we looked at that originally when I had people out looking. We have to look more into it, but it seems like more on top of the steps would be right in center, okay. Right in the center of the building.
So but, that's but, up for the base, so I guess. But getting it up on display, from what I understand, it's not used other than an occasional parade from time to time. A
couple parades, but that would open up a lot of the space that we're hurting, is that would give us a whole other room.
That's a good idea.
So I figure with those three things, that would help alleviate some of the current issues we're having. And kind of a nice compromise, I thought, as well, to utilize the space. Because I think it would be beneficial for the chief to have his own space separate from the other officers. I'm sure there's going to be time when he needs to debrief himself and not have the other officers around. And so as you can see, the timeline, obviously this isn't going to happen tomorrow. But in order to make sure that we identify any additional costs or improvements that would need to be had, that's just the suggested timeline that I have. You know, trying to identify the improvements that need to be happened in the loft, where we're going to display the 01, you know, have that all ironed out by the end of October. Points 3, 4, 5, and 6, have that all handled and taken care of by the end of November. So when we do the budget in December, we can go ahead and if we need to, we can allocate funds for that project. And then in January, get things started rolling with the completion at the end of February and kind of go that route. That's my thought on it anyway. After, again, reviewing what we've talked about at the city council meetings, looking at the past meeting minutes and that, and then also talking with the chief.
I just went up there tonight and I didn't know how, size-wise. There's roughly 600 square feet up there. I'm just guessing if this is a 20 by 20, I don't know. I didn't get in there.
By 12 by 12, I don't know.
Well, even if I figured high at 20 by 20 would give you 400 square feet down here compared to 600. So if it's less, it might be double the size up there. You know. So there is at least a plus there. There's more room.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, we can go to the department with it, but I don't think they're going to have an issue. Talk to the officers about it. They seem pretty okay with it. Sounds like a good idea. And I like the idea with us splitting the room and kind of a dual purpose out of this office, plus, like you said, just to get us separate areas, because it's crowded in there. Last night, training nights, it's crowded trying to work.
Well, like Councilman Lund pointed out, you know, with the hours that Tamara is here, and when you usually get into town, I don't see a problem. It should work.
It's nice now. I get an hour to harass her. I just lost a bet tonight, so I order Gatorade now. But
small price to pay.
I'd be like hiding frogs in this desk drawer or anything.
Well, I guess this is a compromise on both. And I think the chief knows what, basically he's going to be the only one in there. None of the other officers really have any.
Well, they'd still have to get in for some stuff.
Well, but
for some of our files, because the personnel files they still need to get into for training stuff. And
would they be up there?
No.
You can lock that, can't you?
Yeah, but then I got to go up there all the time. We can work this out. I mean, I don't need to start this conversation.
Well, you're young and agile.
Not for long.
So, I guess here is the proposal. I guess if you're going to take it back, and then we'll hopefully make a motion and vote on it in August. That way, as the timeline goes. You got time. You're not rushed. Things would work.
Yeah, I imagine this going similar than the the policy committee went, and I thought that went really good. We're still not. We didn't bring that up tonight because we're waiting on one thing yet. But no, I kind of. I feel like we had a good relationship working through that. Everyone put everything out on the table, and I thought it went very smooth. I imagine this being the same.
All right. Anything else for Chief Buckentine tonight? You got anything else?
Nope.
I guess at that point, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Justin.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Councilman Lund, for doing that. We'll move on. Mr. Qualley, Minspect. We might have some questions for you folks.
Yeah, it sounds like there's some information going to go both ways tonight. I wanted to just talk about the packet that I gave to you right before we started the meeting. The large sheet is just a 10-year comparison, 2005 to 2015 annual activity. It's a summary of the report that we send out every month, every quarter, and every year to Jeremy, and so it just kind of condenses that down so you get a sense for what's going on. If you look at the first page of the stapled packet, it's just, again, a summary of we've been here since 1989 performing inspections for you. Year-to-date, there have been 16 permits with a valuation of $94,000. Some of those have been residential maintenance permits that don't have valuations associated with them. If you go to the second page, you'll see the number of permits that were pulled by year from 2005 up to 2015. And actually, it's almost surprising. You really didn't see the downturn that everybody else did, you know, in the 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 time frame. It, you know, you see a step back in 11 and 12, but it was no worse than 6 and 7. So that was interesting. We've had one new home in 10 years. That was back in 2005. And so it's a quick detail to go from there. And then evaluation by year, looking at it across that particular chart. Nothing, you know, magic about any of this stuff, just some information to provide for you, but happy to do that. And if anyone had any questions about anything, I could look back and research anything you've got for that. The thing I wanted to chat with you about is the outstanding issues and then make sure that we're on the same page about anything that you need done. So that last page in the packet is what we've got as our outstanding issues as of today. For 411 Maria, we had sent a letter. I thought it was sent end of June. I probably gave them a month or 30 days to respond to what it is that needs to go on there in terms of their plan for how they're going to deal with the issues that we've addressed with them. And I don't have that letter in front of me, but we should have a response here in the next couple of weeks about what their intentions are, how we're going to proceed with that. On 153 Jacob, we've got that unfinished siding on the garage. We sent a letter, again, several weeks ago looking for information and setting a deadline that needs to be resided by the 20th of July. It's been in that condition for some time.
Yes.
And we need to kind of try and turn up the pressure. The building code doesn't really give us the authority to say you must finish a project. All we can really do is expire the permit and tell them you have to get another one. If they're going to resume the work, there may be a zoning consideration that you wanted to think about, and that is an ordinance that City of Mound has that requires that all exterior work on any project be completed within 180 days of the issuance of the permit. So you give them 6 months to finish the outside. They can do whatever the heck they want to on the inside, but the outside, for, you know, protecting property values and keeping the neighbors happy, needs to be done with, and you could set that time frame for 270 days or any other number you want, but that there's a finite timeline to that, and if they choose not to abide by it, then you can prosecute them for a zoning code violation that would be different than what the building code could do. So that's something to consider, and if you're interested in that, I'd be happy to get you the language that Mound used, and you could tweak the number, the date, if you wanted to do that. I wouldn't advise anything shorter than 180 days, but 180 days or longer, anything after that should be fine. So that's something you can use for that. 470 Railroad, the unsafe structure issue, we had a phone call with the owner. Mark Winsloff has been contacted to do the repairs. He's working on another project, and apparently he's going to get to hers after that. He will contact us directly with regards to the permits for that.
Okay.
That's Milky, right? Is that, that's Milky's property?
Correct.
And so it's the settling in the corner and the stoop and whatnot that needs to be fixed. 625 Park, work without permit, deck and stairs, no building permit had been applied for. We had sent a letter on 510. I'm sorry, stopped by with an inspection notice and sent a letter. After that, we had requested those permits or response be received by 722. So that's also in the works, and we should know something in the next week or so.
I think that's been taken down.
Has it? I can check on it.
I think so.
Okay.
Isn't it, Rick?
What's been taken down?
The steps that were started on 625 David.
Park.
The park, I mean. Yeah.
Okay.
So they didn't apply for no permit.
Okay, they've just decided to step away from the project.
I think so.
Okay.
But you can double check.
I will. I'll drive by there on my own tonight.
Yeah,
yeah.
Is that a front door or a back door?
It's front. It's facing the street.
Is there supposed to be a back door or stairs steps on that?
There should be a stoop and stairs to get you to grade.
Is there an ordinance or something?
The building code would require that.
Building code.
So I'll take a look. You bet. Absolutely. 410 Sophia, we've got to work without permit for a patio door. We sent a letter to the owner. They had submitted an application. Our plans examiner is working with them. Our last call was in June saying we needed the updated plans. We called again on the 11th, and it sounded like that they were going to drop plans off today. Did you see anyone this afternoon? I'll just mark did not, and we'll see where that goes. Now, she might have... Oh, I'm sorry. She stopped by our office and dropped off plans directly today. I remember seeing her. So we should be able to get that permit issued and get that taken care of. And then apparently there's a complaint about permit fees. Wendell, is it Stewie, I think, 188 Shield Avenue. Owner wasn't happy with the permit plan review fees, and we used the supplied valuation that they put on the permit. We calculated it using the fee schedule that you've adopted and hasn't been changed significantly in probably 10 years. And so I don't know where to go with that other than we did everything that I would expect that you would have expected we would have done. So
he came in and paid the next day.
Okay. So he called, he complained, and I tried to explain, you know, how it works. It's based on valuation. The code requires that to be based on valuation. I showed that his number was, I don't know, $5,200 or whatever he put down, $4,500 on his permit application. I took it through and double-checked the numbers to make sure it was right and gave him the numbers. He just thought that whatever it was, $219 was too much for a $5,000 project or a $4,000 project or whatever it was. I don't remember the details, but... That was the last I'd heard about it, so I'm glad to know that it's taken care of. So I just want to make you aware of that. So having said all that, do you have anything for me?
I got a question. On the permit, say this goes, they get a permit, they start the project, and this goes on for years. Now, do they contact you for another one, or do they just keep building and everything goes as...
Okay, so the code is flexible, sort of, about a permit and it's how long it's good for. A permit's good, an application is good for 180 days. So if they submit it to us and we sit on it for 180 days waiting for them to provide us other information, we never get it, we expire the application, it goes away. 180 days is kind of the magic number in all this. If we finish a review, bring it back to the city, and it never gets picked up, it's still an application. It's not a permit till it gets issued. That same 180-day rule would apply. Now, if that's the case, they have to pay the city for the plan review fee because that's what they signed for when they applied for the permit. If they come in and pick up and pay for the permit, then a new 180-day clock starts, and that's for them to commence work. So they have to start work within 180 days of issuance of the permit, and then they have a rolling 180 days from when they stop working. So every Friday, if they stop working on Friday, the clock starts 180 days, and it would start over again on Monday. They'd move it out to another 180 days from there. So it's always a rolling 6 months from when they're working. If they stop work, now that doesn't mean going out and putting one screw in a deck. We've tried to qualify that by saying if the work is not inspected, if it's abandoned, suspended, abandoned, or not inspected within 180 days, we consider it to have been an abandoned project. So they have to get to the next progress inspection. So if they're doing a deck, it'd be a footing and then a framing and a final. And if we don't get another inspection within 180 days, then that kind of sets off a flag in our system. We typically send out postcards. That typically gets done in the fall or in the winter when things are slower for us, so it might go 270 days or something like that before we get to that deadline. But the card goes out and says it's been, you know, your permit's getting ready to expire. If we don't hear from you in the next 10 days, or, you know, it's possible your contractor thought you scheduled the inspection or you thought the contractor took care of it and you didn't know. So give us a call. If you don't know anything about it, well, let's talk about it, figure out what's, oh yeah, the work's been done since June. Come out and take a look at it. We come out and inspect it and close it out. If they, oh man, I got laid off and I can't get the job done, we tell them you can request an extension. You have to request it in writing. You have to have a good reason. I've never turned down the first request for an extension for any reason, so it doesn't, you know, it's not a big problem for me. But once they, you know, get onto their second, third, fourth extension, now we start to have conversations about when is this really going to get done, because it doesn't seem like it's, we're getting to where we need to be. But in, there sounds like there's an issue here. and my guess is that they haven't requested extension. So when we get to the 6 months, we send out the postcard. Typically, when we don't get a response to the postcard, after 10 or 15 days, we write up a slip that says permit expired. It goes in the file, and that kind of ends it. Now, having said that, if they're continuing to work, what goes out with that is the postcard says if the permit expires, you can't continue work and you have to apply for a new permit for all the work that hasn't been inspected and anything that would go beyond that. So that's kind of the way the code looks at that sort of a situation.
So just say on 153 Jacob Street.
Okay.
Where is that sitting?
I believe, we are at the very end of the, you need to get this done or we're going to expire the permit, but that isn't going to get the job done.
No, but it might light a little fire.
And that was our hope. The letter was fairly sternly worded, but we specifically said we need it recited. And I, typically that kind of a date would be something that I would ask, hey, how long do you need to get this done? Oh, geez, you know, I'd probably get it done by the end of June. I said, how about if I give you till the 20th of July? That's kind of the conversation that would happen, hoping that we could get them going on that. But I'll have to reread that letter and see what we really, okay, if we threatened something beyond that.
We've got, I don't know if he's pulled any permits yet. He wants to put a duplex up on Brad Street.
You have to come in our office.
You know, I don't know if you've...
I haven't heard anything. Typically, I'm the last to know.
Okay,
I mean,
well, probably...
Planning and zoning and...
Probably he hasn't got it under...
Okay.
In the plan yet. You know, there's a lot of things talked about, the duplex with parking and whatever.
Yep.
Now, if he would not get his driveway done or whatever, does that fall under our zoning, or is that part of...
In that instance, it would be a zoning rule, but when we issue the... when we final out a project, if it's a new building, typically there's a certificate of occupancy issue, and I will authorize issuance of the certificate of occupancy pending city approval. And so if you have a sod rule or a number of trees rule or a paved driveway rule, you can withhold the certificate of occupancy until that's done. Now, if someone doesn't have a certificate of occupancy, and wasn't 153 Jacob a new garage?
It was a moved-in one.
Okay. So we have a different lever with that one than we would if someone was just reciting their garage and didn't get around to it, because they already have a certificate of occupancy. I could go back to 153 Jacob and revoke it and say, you got to take all your stuff out. You can't park your cars in it. You can't use it because you don't have a CO. So that, now that you mention it, that made me think that is a tool that we can use. I can say, hey, you haven't finished the job. You're occupying it without a certificate of occupancy. You need to either vacate it or finish it. So
no, that was a moved in. They put the foundation, the block work on, and
okay,
set it on there. And
whose house is that there?
Stephen Buckington's. Oh. It's his shed back there, but up on Sheely.
When was that?
That shed in there?
That's a couple of years ago.
5 years?
On 153? Yeah, 4 or 5, as I recall. Yeah. It's been quite a while.
But yeah, that was a moved-in one.
Just out of curiosity, if you did something like that, told him that because he was in violation, he had to move all of his stuff out, and he didn't, what kind of I guess, what kind of penalties would he face?
I could come back to you. You could authorize me to talk to the prosecuting attorney for the city, and we could prosecute him for misdemeanor violation of the building code. And technically, every day of a violation is a new, every day that they don't comply is a new violation, so they could be charged with multiple misdemeanor violations of the code. So we'd end up going to the criminal realm on that. Don't do it very often, but it's a good lever sometimes to get a homeowner to step up.
Well, you couldn't come in and say seize anything that was in that garage, say if you had all of his tools or everything like that. You couldn't confiscate it.
No.
No, I could just essentially writing a traffic citation every day.
Got it.
Is kind of how it would play out. Right.
Yeah,
there's certainly an equity issue, absolutely. So.
Well, if you keep up on that, that would be a
plus. I sure will.
And the one on 470 Railroad, because that's been going on too for
it a has, time. Yeah. I mean, I've left her, you know, several messages, and we had a engineer out, looked at it. Gosh, it must have been last fall, as I recall. It was kind of a crisp October day, beautiful day. And he felt that everything, you know, about the structure was fine. They needed to retuck point the section that had shifted, and they needed to rebuild the stoop and whatnot. And she was going to get somebody, and it just, you know, and I don't think she has the same sense of urgency that the rest of us do about what could happen there. So.
Did you go through that building too at that time?
I have been inside the building. I did go in with her, and you know, the thing that was most alarming in my mind was the fact that birds were getting in, and I'm not sure where they were getting in. I asked her, and she didn't have any idea. Downstairs door was a potential entry point, but I suspect it might have been a vent coming in from, you know, that had been abandoned, and they were getting into the vent and then coming down through inside.
Yeah, they were committing suicide in the door.
Yeah, or stuck in the cardboard at the windows or whatever, exactly.
I think there was an incident, too, where some kids were creeping around the building, too.
Well, as far as I know, she's still renting the upstairs space.
Yeah.
And the conversion of that building is, you know, that's a completely different story. Do they have egress windows and all that stuff is a... But that happened, you know, decades ago.
Well, so we were concerned with another way out. Other
out
than
or
that,
in, right.
You know, that outside stairway. I think there is one that goes down.
It's on the west side of the building, goes down, you know, half a flight of stairs down to the outside, right.
I was just wondering if there was an inside one.
From the apartments down inside?
From the main level down there that's abandoned right now, there's a stairway.
That goes up. Yeah, I think I went in the basement and the main floor, but I didn't go up into the upstairs spaces.
No, it's just if something happens, if there's only one way out, that
right.
could not be good.
Yeah, I mean, the code only requires one means of egress,
a
traditional means of egress, unless you get over a certain occupant load. So, like this room, second exit when we get over 50.
So what would it be an occupant load up there?
I've never been up there, but my understanding is that there's two apartments maybe up there.
I think
there's
three.
You know, I would guess they're probably all one bedrooms given the space, or maybe one and two bedrooms. You know, you'd expect that to be something like four to five people in a two bedroom and one to three people in a one bedroom. So under 20 probably total.
Okay.
I was thinking of that old City Hall one. I thought that's what you guys are talking about.
No, this is on in the corner around there. The old City Hall, and there's nobody in there.
Right, right.
That's the 411.
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess the main thing is if we can keep up on them.
I will continue to talk to those two in particular. Yep.
You got to keep peace with the other residents, too.
Absolutely, yeah.
And once that starts to fester, well, it just doesn't go. You know,
absolutely, yeah. I mean, I've been over to Jacob, I'm sure, four times in the last three or four years trying to get him to get going on it. It was a, you know, story about this and a problem with that and setback here and whatever. But I will stop by tonight as soon as I leave and talk to him.
Well, maybe this other issue that it was moved in that you know of.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'll definitely give him twist the screws a little bit tonight.
You know, to play that,
yeah.
To hopefully get it done.
Okay.
The other, by the railroad tracks, is that how that you can apply for a permit for that?
seen him in there on this at all.
So was that 180 days when he was talking about? He didn't get a permit yet. Is that coming to a halt?
There is no 180 days on didn't get a permit. If someone needs to get a permit and they haven't, they're in violation, and we could issue a citation.
The variance approval and all.
Oh.
Yeah, so he didn't even apply yet.
The clock hasn't started, but your variance probably has a time limit on it. If you provided one, if you granted one.
Yeah.
You know, they're usually only good for a limited time. I don't know what the length of time is, but it's typically a 6 to 9 months kind of a deal, I would think. So.
I hate to see you go through the whole thing again.
Yeah. Cost-benefit analysis. Yeah. Sure. Well, let me know if you need me to do anything with that.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay.
Do you have anything for the city other than what you presented? Anything else?
No.
Anything coming up new or...
Things are going good. We're looking at some software changes. We've a couple of things, I guess. I don't know. I'm not one to brag much. And the last time I talked about software, we spent $35,000 and didn't get anything for it. So that was kind of a disappointment back in 07. I'm looking at going to an electronic reporting system. So when we go out and do an inspection, there will be a checklist. We'll pop through the checklist on a tablet of some sort and get to the end. We'll indicate that if something didn't pass, the code section that indicates that that's required will pop up on a slip. We'll show it to the person who we're meeting with, whether that's a contractor or a homeowner. Digitally sign. They can digitally sign. When we hit done, it'll send off an email to everybody who's asked to be involved, whether that's the owner, the contractor, the architect, the engineer, somebody else, saying this didn't pass, so everybody gets notified immediately via email of what the status of the inspection was. One of the problems we have with like roofing contractors is that they won't meet us for the inspection. They expect the homeowner to do it or a furnace replacement. And then they'll call our office and say, did we pass? Well, if you wanted to know, you should have showed up, I guess. That's kind of how I look at it. But they'll now get notified immediately. And then we're also looking at going to electronic plan review. So we'd be able to receive a full-size set of plans. We'll be looking at it on an HD, one of these new 4K monitors and a souped-up computer that can display it. And we'll do all of our plan reviews electronically instead of on paper. So those are a couple of things that we're looking at improving on.
I got one other question. On the sewer system on that end, and we had, they were supposed to update, the homeowners were supposed to update that line. Does he have anything to do with that?
No. Just the building structure.
Yeah, once the sewer line gets to the house, typically is where we start, so. All right.
Anything else? Council? Questions? Otherwise, thank you.
Okay, super. Thank you. Have a good night.
Yep, you too. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Well, I'm just thinking, we got the Chadwicks here. Should we just... Have you got anything? Are you here to listen? Do you have something on your mind to... Okay, I just didn't want to ignore.
No.
You know, not that... Just making sure. All right. Old city business. You might have to... I don't know much. I know.
Yeah.
Maintenance agreement we never had for umpteen months.
Right, and there's nothing new on that.
And
then the water meter upgrades and the radio read that we just got two estimates on that. Do you know a little bit more about these estimates at all? I mean, one is with like the handheld, the software.
I think let's table this till Jeremy's here.
Yeah,
because
he's got pictures of each of these devices.
I think the first one I think is with just those plug-in deals on the outside,
yeah.
And I would think that the second one is with the new meters on the inside that will flow through that he showed us. That would be my guess, but I guess I'm not exactly certain either.
Yeah. But yeah, that's definitely.
Yeah, the 210. That's an extra. You know, 25,000 on there.
Yeah, I think we can just table that until we kind of...
Yeah, I would...
I don't really have any information on it other than what we have right here. I'm very visual, so I guess if I were to have pictures of each of these devices, it would be kind of... talk about it.
You have as much information as we do.
Yeah.
2015-16 street improvements, Jacob Street and Sophia Avenue. Change order. Didn't we change that to August already?
Yeah.
Didn't we approve that last month?
Yeah. So we won't have to worry about that.
I think the only thing we're waiting for is Brad to cut in the water and sewer lines for the new buildings that he's buying. That's all. That's because Jacob's been done, and so is the parking lot. He just has to do Sophia, but he doesn't want to do it until he actually puts, until he doesn't want to break the street twice.
Right. Yeah. Which is smart.
Yep.
And then Steve, I don't know if you want to touch on yep, it's in there.
You can see in the corner, in the right bottom corner, I'm looking to put a container in there. You can see the jagged edges there. And it's a 40 footer by 8 foot. See the set off the line there. It's going to be 5 foot from the back line. And I got the doors towards the Quonset because the other side there is towards the parking lot, which who knows who's going to park there, so that's why I didn't put the door that way. But it is on the line. That is the variance that I would need. It would be right on that line. 42 feet off the street, off the line of the street. Center of the line from the road would be another, that's 33 feet, so it'd be 75 feet off the center of the road. An overseas container, and that's basically to put some stuff in, clean up that corner, and out of sight that one.
It isn't going to be some god awful color, like.
No, no, it's going to be green or something like that. It's not going to be black green.
Camouflage, so it just kind of blends in, huh?
You could paint it lime green, so you'd still hit it, just like the rock.
Paint the mural on it.
You could have a tractor painted on there.
There you go. But I am in the process of trying to buy the center of the railroad tracks 25 feet over. So I'd be trying to buy 20 feet from the back corner here. And up in the other corner, it would be a little more. And I'm in the process of that. I had it assessed. And then I got to get it surveyed. And then I can go to the railroad. So it's a couple months down the road. But I think from the back of the lot, I think they're supposed to be off 5 feet, and I'm going to be off 5 feet off the back line there. That's where it kind of goes down like that. Anyway, you can't put it there anyway.
We don't have to have a public hearing for a variance, do we?
Yes,
for,
we do.
We do, okay.
And I left a voicemail today for the team's answer. Steve passed over this map that you guys are looking at, and I don't know that Dean has seen it yet. But I did leave
a
voicemail letting
them
know that we do need to do a
variance. Okay. All right, seeing it now. So how much room is going to be from railroad to where the building is, or the trailer?
You're going to be about
42 feet?
No, you're going to be from the center of the railroad tracks over to the container, which is 45 and 5, it'd be 50 feet from the railroad tracks.
I'm saying, though, how far is it going to be off of railroad?
42 feet.
Oh, the street, I'm sorry.
42, right?
Yeah, 42 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we have to wait back for him, and then we can get that on the on the agenda, right? We had to send out notices.
Yeah, it used to be a 10-day public notice or notice sent out.
Yeah.
10 days before we have a public notice.
So do we council meeting?
Yeah, I'll make a motion. We hold a public hearing on August 9th at 6:45 to discuss the variance.
And actually, we can't do the 9th. We're actually going to, I need to propose that we change the next meeting to the 16th. Because of
that's right. That's the primaries, right?
Yeah, the primaries.
Well, then I amend my motion for the 16th.
Okay.
Is there a second?
Seconded.
Motion made and seconded to set up a variance special meeting, August 16th, 6:45 p.m. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 6:45.
I'll make the motion to move our regular meeting in August from the 9th to the 16th at 7 o'clock.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to change the August council meeting date from August 9th to the 16th at 7 p.m. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, the permits we've kind of discussed already.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
So we're done there. I guess we'll move on. Is anything else under Old City Business? Otherwise, we'll move on to Greg.
The public hearing is at 6:45.
6:45 on the 16th.
Water and wastewater services. Not much to report on there. Kurt's got me doing the wastewater reporting and stuff now, so it's a slow process of learning that because it's all changed for him too, but I've done it the last 2 months and it'll take me a few more times before I got it down pat or whatever. He's still doing the water thing, is how I don't have my water license yet, but ponds out there, constant. Sprayed again here about 3 weeks ago and everything's starting to die off again, so I suppose within the next 2 weeks I'll have to start spraying again because they'll start coming back. And we had about 150 geese out there yesterday again.
Really?
So, yeah, it's just, like I said, I think that's what's happening. That's what's reseeding all the stuff in the rocks and that. So it's just a constant battle. So if you see the weed spraying stuff in the thing all the time, that's where it's going. It's going out to the...
What are you
going to
do, you know?
Well, it needs to be done. And I also got two piles of riprap out there that I need to get installed out there too. So that's hopefully right around the bend here. The water tower, I got the thing installed and that on there, and I got the brick now for on the bottom. I'm not going to do cement. I'm just going to do concrete pavers. I want to get Scotty over there one day because there's some electrical lines that run down there. I think are for the old siren there, but I don't have no way of testing if there's juice there or not. I don't want to get a 220 jolt, so no. I want to see if I can get him to walk across the street and see once if there's still power there or not. So, and that project will be finished. I installed a bunch of signs around town now. The no parking, private drive signs. I got a Vera Avenue that I'm going to put out at the ponds out there. I got the one up in the on the statues, no climbing on statues. I don't know if you've seen that on the kids who climb on them. Probably aren't old enough to read, but you know if the parents are there, they can see that anyway. So
I think they are old enough to read.
Yeah. Anyway, we got the signage up, and then I got one down there now by the sewer dump, and we've actually been making quite a bit of money on that sewer dump.
I've been
taking in quite a few fives and tens and twenties and stuff. So maybe we'll pay for that new water tower yet.
Hey, Greg, in regards to the sign that's up there, is there maybe a better location for it? I'm just thinking for somebody who wants to take pictures around there, that sign's going to be pretty, you know, center in any picture they take of that memorial.
Yeah, I don't know where you want to put it. You want to put it off on the side somewhere, or
I really didn't know. It's just zip-tied on there. Okay. I wasn't going to drill no holes in the post. I didn't want to put it any higher because when you got to take the flag down to change the flag. So I was kind of at a loss at where to put it. You know, you want it to be seen.
Right.
You know, you used to have the two little security signs down in the corners there that are broken off now, but unless you put it off on the side somewhere, people aren't going to see it. I thought about that too. I didn't know where to put it, and I just thought, well, you know, that's maybe going to be the best.
You just have one of them, right?
It's just one, yeah. And like I said, it's just merely zip-tied on there. And like I said, I didn't want to put it any higher than that. If I put it higher than that, it's above the key lock thing. And then when I change the flag, that would be in the way. I would have to bring a ladder there all the time to change out the flag or do stuff like that. So it's kind of...
I don't know if there's really win-win spot there that will get the most visibility.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I faced it toward the road because I figure that's the way the statues are and that's where they're going to... You know, so I don't know.
They'll just have to Photoshop, chop, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
I guess, maybe I'll walk down tomorrow. I'll just take a look and see.
Yeah. I mean, unless you'd want to put it on the side, but regardless, you'd have to move it far enough over to get it out of a picture because, you know, it basically have to be out of the rocks and on the grass on the side somewhere then. So, yeah. Which don't matter to me. I could sure pound a post in and do it that way too, but.
I'll walk down tomorrow.
Yeah. You let me know. So, city shop repairs, they should be in there in August here now, and they claim about 4 days and they should have it knocked off. So, starting to get caught up here. So,
did the hunting and fishing club get their stuff out?
Not yet. No, they still got stuff in there, but all I'd have to do is, you know, basically talk to Dig and he can get it out in a day.
Because I talked to that Lick already and
you did.
He was going to get somebody.
Yeah, they have weekend. They don't have a meeting here now until August. They don't have meetings during the summer, but like I said, I can talk to Dig and he had said to once that's out of there, they'd be willing to donate some money toward painting that down there and stuff like that too.
Okay,
so,
good.
Which I said would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah.
He said they'd be willing to make a donation towards that down there once it's all fixed up and stuff.
Speaking of donations, did you ever get anything from the Hunting and Fishing Club for their fish fry? Because usually they donate for the hall and all the use.
I have no idea.
Nothing comes to mind.
I have no idea.
Okay. I was just wondering if anything came through because that has in the past.
Oh, the bills on, you had asked about the truck, repairing the city truck and stuff. I went there to get some, buy some metal to remount that no brush and thing sign there and, for the water tower thing and that. And I just mentioned to him that we hadn't had a bill yet. And he said, well, you should have. He said, I sent them. And I said, well, I said, we haven't seen no bills. Well, he sent it to the old email address. So he said he always emails the bills here. I said, what's the email address? And it was the Gmail one yet. And I said, well, I said, we haven't got them. So
no.
They're on here now. But so that was 600 and something for the truck. And then that piece for the water tower that I had him make with the stainless steel screen and stuff. And then, you know, some miscellaneous metal. But that's why we didn't get the bills. You had asked last month about how much the truck cost, and he emailed them to the Gmail address, and we never got them, so I gave him a new email address there.
So he doesn't spend the stamp no more?
No.
He didn't get paid either yet.
Well, I told him, I said, you know, I just don't want to come here for something, and all of a sudden you say, you guys have an outstanding balance, we're not going to, and I said, well, so he just printed them all, and I brought them back here.
Okay.
Well, that Hamburg City Hall email address, a Gmail, that's the one that I still look at. I look at that one and then my city one. This is where, like, all of our stuff comes through for e-billing and so.
I don't know. He just said he emailed them to the Gmail address. And yeah. I said, well, we have new email addresses now. And so.
Okay.
Anyway. he just ran them off and I brought them back. So.
All right. We'll get it handled.
Yeah. That's pretty much all I got. Anything? You guys got any questions? Or?
I do. Do they give any idea when they're going to sweep this Red Rock off the street?
They generally let it down for a week, so I would guess later on in the week they will probably be here to sweep that off. But yeah, I'm not too happy with them either. They were supposed to cover the water things, and they never covered any of that. So
no.
If I can't get them off, they'll be taking them out.
Yeah.
Because them things, just with the sand alone, that gets down, and then you got two screwdrivers prying like
yeah.
to try and get them out. And I did see what they did. They threw rock down on top of all the manhole covers, loose rock, and then they did the oil on top, and then they did the rock on top of that. So that should be fine, but I actually broke a water cover today trying to get it off. So I was hammering on the thing to try and bust it loose, and I busted a hole on top of it. So on Thursday, or once they got the street swept and all the loose stuff off, I'm going to go around. Like I said, the ones I can't get off, I'm going to give Johnny a call, and they can send some guys over and work on it, because they were told they were supposed to cover them up, and they didn't. So
okay.
They know better than that.
For what our meetings and the open pond gate, you know, like on the sheet it showed yesterday. It showed July 11th. You know, so usually it's the Saturday after our meeting. Am I correct? So maybe if you, Tamara, you want to look at that sheet once, maybe we'll have to get a revised one. You're on July? So, this Saturday, coming Saturday, then you would, and then we usually have it even like the second meeting, which we don't have, but that Saturday also then open. So there's two a month, and it's probably open more often than...
Well, a lot of times during the day now, I gotta go out there and check the ponds anyway. I leave it open because everybody and their brother's picking up sticks or branches, and it kind of helps alleviate the stuff in the dumpster too. So, I mean, people will come up and they'll get the key, and or they'll stop and ask me if they can get the key, and I say, well, I got it open, just haul it out there today type of deal. So,
I think it was over 4th of July weekend, I think I told you, I was talking to Mel down at, he was reading meters, it was Sunday or whatever.
Yeah.
And just for the heck of it, I seen somebody come out from the roll-off. So I went, drove around it, and by gosh, it was all full of branches. So needless to say, I went to the person's house.
Was it after the big sign?
Yeah.
Really?
Anyhow, I says, did you put those branches in there? No, I just took some grass clippings down. Wife cut the lawn. Well, his lawn didn't look cut, and there were no grass clippings in there. I went uptown probably about 2 or 3 hours later, and the brush was outside laying on the west side of the roll-off.
Yeah, I seen that on Monday.
So he went back and took it out and put it on the side then.
Yeah, I picked it up and hauled it out.
Yeah, but I'm saying the fellow lied to me. You know, that just confess up. He even talked about the sign. No, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Duh.
I don't know why. I mean, that sign is so big it almost hurts you to look at it.
That's a good sign. But I mean, it caught his attention, but not enough the first time, but it made him go back a second.
So that they don't even turn in there. If they see the sign, no brush allowed, don't even bring it in there. Go out there and bring it out there or something.
Yeah.
And it's still not.
So, I mean, he just kind of lied to me. I thought that was pretty good.
Well, I actually, when I seen it on Monday, I thought, well, at least I don't got to go in there and dig it all out or whatever.
Yeah.
So I just picked it up and hauled it out for that.
It's the same one that we had, the ones that were in this big.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a...
So he's on a trend.
We had a guy haul. Stephen took down all the evergreens along his shed there, and he hauled a bunch out there. And so I'm going to start calling around again because that pile's, I think, has gotten big enough where people can start to come out. You know, they always say our pile isn't big enough.
Yeah.
Well, it's substantially bigger.
Well, I'll call Stockman once again.
Huh?
I'll call Stockman.
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
I will.
I've had about 10 calls to him and empty promises.
I'll talk to him. I'll grab him in church.
He had the...
He can't lie to me, Derek, can he?
Yeah, I don't know. He had the thing in his yard all summer last year, so he said, yeah, I'll get there. He said, I got it right in the yard. Well,
yeah.
Never did show up.
So, anyhow...
Well, you talk to him, and I'm going to give that guy up in Hutch a call then once and see if he can come out and see if the pile's big enough now for him to come out and do something with it. So.
Red Rock is coming soon?
Yeah, soon.
Can you, the yellow house here on across from the post office, can you check if they've got a waste management container out there?
They do.
Because Friday night, 1:30 in the morning, the flames were coming from in back. And there's burnt pieces of paper, garbage, everything that went to the southeast.
Yeah, they got a garbage can because they were questioned on that. And they got a garbage can out there every week, so.
But I'm just wondering why they're burning garbage.
I don't know. They were talked to about it, too, and she came in screaming, and everybody hates us. And it's, no, you just got to abide by the rules, you know.
Yeah, so
I mean,
make a note of who we can, if we can get a hold of Parker County Environmental.
Several people have talked too that they're sick of picking up
half
burned newspapers and everything else on their lawn, and you know, some people just don't get it. I don't understand.
Yeah, this was 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning that it was flames. It was just glowing.
Yeah.
So I mean, everybody else abides by.
Yeah. Well, when you start burning the plastics and stuff too, everybody's choking on the smoke and.
Yeah.
I suppose at 1:30, if they're sleeping, you don't smell it. Yeah, they got a garbage can out there all the time, though, because that's what I thought. They didn't have garbage service, but they got a garbage can there every week.
Maybe with three kids and
I don't know.
Maybe it's just a little overflow.
Yeah.
So anyhow, and we still got to make our tour in town here. All right. I don't have anything else for Greg. Anybody else?
Yes. Greg and I was talking this afternoon. I stopped up here. Did you touch on those trees?
Oh, yeah. I was going to talk to you about the tree situation. Is the Lions going to donate trees or not? Or
yep,
what's
we're actually having a conversation today with a couple of our Lions members. And they were asking if we had... Apparently, some of the club members were under the impression that they were waiting for the city to do something. And I informed them that, no, we actually have a map that I gave to one of the line members to take care of when I went to Florida. And unfortunately, that map never got into the hands of those who are in charge of buying trees. So I have now found the map you originally gave me, a copy of it. And so now we're going to get that taken care of in the next couple of weeks here. Figure try to find it by the end of this month, or maybe even the next month. And one of the trees that they're thinking about getting is, it's called a ginkgo tree, I think it's called. A couple of years ago, one of our international directors encouraged people to plant this ginkgo tree. Apparently, it could grow anywhere.
What kind of tree?
Ginkgo, I might be.
I thought ginkgos were tropical trees. It may not survive up here.
Well,
I could be wrong. I'm not an agronomist or anything like that.
I think it's called ginkgo tree. I could re-pronounce it wrong.
Yeah, I think that's what she said.
It's a tree that's supposed to be able to thrive in.
That's it. Those are images of a ginkgo tree.
They're pretty.
So,
and you know what they are?
No, I just said they were pretty.
Up there. So the thought process would be that the thought was maybe we get one or two of those ginkgo trees as well as the other trees that you had put on the list.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I don't think there'd be any issue with that because the idea of the list was so we didn't have all the same trees. down in the park in case some disease came flying through and wiped out all of the trees.
Because you're not thinking of ginseng, are you?
Nope.
Ginseng's a root, not a tree.
And so it, and apparently, like I said, our international director a few years back, that was his big push, was to plant these trees around the world because they couldn't survive in any climate. So I thought, well, I had never seen a picture of it until now, but
yeah, that's fine.
When you and I were talking about earlier about putting a tree up by the hall, I don't know, that tree might be too full to put up there eventually.
Yeah, if you do one by the hall, it should be an ornamental.
Yeah.
Something that only gets, you know, 10, 12 feet tall and, you know, maybe the nice blossoms for, you know, spring weddings or fall weddings or something. And
so we are in conversation with the tree farm out west of here, between here and Glencoe, to try to find out what trees they have available right now and if they can get access to one of these trees too. And once I get that information, then I told them we'll get with you and we'll just find a day to get them in the ground, however we got to get them in the ground.
Yeah.
And that. And then also they wanted to know about the flower pots. Putting around town and that, and I said, like, well, as far as I understand, we're good to put them around town. You just need to stop to Greg and say, hey, if we put it here, will this impede anything? And so I think you may see some flower pots being put up over the next couple of days, but I'll let them know too, just to, you know, re-verify with you so that it doesn't interfere with snow plowing or anything else that we would have an issue with.
Is that something you'd want me to tape down? And like the ones we got up here and the ones at the park, I just haul down and we keep in the Lions building over the winter so they don't get broke or this or that.
I would.
Yeah, that way they're out of the way for snow plowing and everything else. So that would be fine with me. I just take the bobcat, roll them in the bobcat, and haul them down there, and that way they're not getting abused or broken and stuff.
That'd be all right.
And so I won't have an issue with that.
I'll pass that on to the Lions members that are going to take care of that for us.
Okay.
Anything else for Greg?
I'm
all right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
We'll go on to the deputy clerk report. Our August 9th meeting date change has been handled already.
Yeah.
And this engagement letter for this relief audit. So,
unfortunately, I really don't know anything about it.
Well, I didn't think that the fees were $2,000 and
$1,000.
If it was an off-year report, if there's nothing, $1,000 for nothing? Doing the paperwork? I think I'm in favor that Jeremy clears this up before we spend the money. He's the one who deals with them. So, anything else on your...
No.
Not to cut you short, but, you know. All right, we'll move on to the claims.
I wanted to point out on the June claims that we had an odd issue with our Menards payment. The company that Menards uses to verify checks sent them a letter saying they couldn't cash our check, and so we looked into it a little bit more. We called the company and asked them why they aren't passing our check, and they said they couldn't see anything in their system. They didn't know really what we were talking about, but I went on their website and I found what it means to have a decline check. And it said that generally the information that was entered into their system was just simply entered incorrectly and that they should just submit it. But Menard said, well, we prefer just a new check. So I had not written void on this one yet, but I have it set aside. And I did cross it off on the June claims.
Okay.
And I did add it on to the July along. And then there was another Menard's bill that just got clumped with that. It's check number 18032. So it's going to have actually four different invoices from Menards that are going to get paid on that one check.
Have they ever returned a check before, do you know?
No.
They must have just some kind of glitch or
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like from their website, that they someone entered it incorrectly and they should just we should just re-enter it again. But Menard wants a new check, so.
So do we have a total for June additional? The 7/12 dated?
I have it on the...
I see 63,678,20. Is that correct?
That's right.
It's on the agenda.
That's right.
I'll move to approve the two ACH payments and check number is 18011 to 18020 for a total of 23,281.
Yeah,
second.
It's right now. Oh, okay. I didn't look there. Sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, sorry. Motion is made and seconded to approve the two ACH payments and checks number 18011 to 18020 for a total of $23,281. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. And the July one so far? Any questions?
Move to approve the three ACH payments and check numbers 18021 to 18430 for a total of $13,232.
Motion made and second to approve the July 2016 claims, the three ACH payments and checks number 18021 to 18043, total of $13,200.32. All in favor? Opposed? Carried. We'll move on to council reports. Mr. Odoms.
I have nothing.
Bob.
I have a question. I had a person ask me is it legal for him to put stuff in the city's dumpster at the hall? Not necessarily the trash dumpster, but the recycle dumpster, because he was told by someone else that he could. Because recycling is recycling and it's free no matter what. He asked me and I didn't know. Does anybody know or do we need to check on that?
Usually you have your own recycling. That is for activities up at the hall.
Again, like I said, I told him I didn't know. I said, as far as I know, the city pays for those. Whether or not the public can use them, I don't know.
I don't think they were designed for the public. It's for the functions up at the hall. You hate for somebody, the public, to fill it up on a Friday night, and you got a wedding on Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, I just told him I didn't know. I said I would look into it. So.
I would say not.
No.
Till we maybe get a clarification. But I can't see. It hasn't been done before.
Can you write Jeremy a note to see if he could check into that at some point in time?
Is this going to be all the time?
No, it was probably just he said if his was full or something, so.
No.
I know Greg's had to clean stuff up over there before, and he has told me he doesn't mind when people use it, but they need to make sure they get stuff in the dumpster and not leave it around, because then stuff blows and he's running around and he's picking up people's stuff that they've left.
Well, I guess the policy is let's not promote it, because otherwise we're going to have all kinds of problems.
Right.
All it takes is for one word to get out, and then it's...
Yeah.
We got garbage, we'll have everything. Anything else?
That was all I got.
Mr. Lund.
Just wanted to let the council know, and those in attendance here, on August 3rd, the night, it'll be the Wednesday, the night after National Night Out at 7 o'clock, we will be having Representative Nash down at the park. What's called, what he's touting as popsicles in the park. And so it's just going to be an opportunity to be able to meet with Representative Nash, ask questions, kick his tires, stuff like that.
Will there be any more politicians down there besides him?
Not that more. But you never know.
They go in threes.
There could be other ones involved I think too as well. But it's Bill Morris, Representative Nash, coming out and meeting with Hamburg residents.
Is there a time?
7 o'clock. And there'll be signs around town here being put up here pretty soon too. So.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Mr. Trebish.
Chris had touched on that National Night Out, and we got planned
Well, usually there has been a procedure. I guess, is everybody going to make it? So we've got servers and cookers, and I think Jeremy usually buys most of the product. Should be here in the office, or
I'm sure
it's somewhere.
Yeah, I just looked for the
file. And I think it's what, 6 to 8 that it goes, and we should be there whenever. Spouses are encouraged to help too if they want. Why don't you coordinate that with Jeremy?
I was just going to have her do that.
Okay, or she gets the phone number and... Okay.
And then if you just want to remind Jeremy to post. No, I'll post that sign, but also post that all of us council members will be there on that day.
Kind of like a special meeting, but not a special meeting.
And then also you want to have him post a special meeting notice, although it's not a special meeting, but for that Sunday when we shuck the corn. Because it'll probably be more than
true.
Two of us council members shucking corn.
Mm-hmm.
And one other item would be, are they going to get the face painter back? I know that's been a big hit all the time now. Or chalk, whatever they do. And who's in charge of that?
Brenda Draghi or Eric usually.
Yeah.
I can.
And what's the fire department going to get rides up there usually?
I would think so. And you just coordinated that with the other two items. And. I was approached on the barbecue day if we would like the Stiftungsfest royalty. They would like to come out and help if we want them. I got all that. Sonia, no. Just whatever they can do, or just to be present. Any objections? Otherwise, I'll.
Well, I'm going to be working at Stiftungsfest myself, so this is national.
National Night Out for the royalties coming here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They were there last time, weren't they? Last year? Weren't they there?
So I'll get a hold of her.
One other thing. For the corn, we need more cookers. That's great. I'm getting that down.
Yeah, no.
Ask
him if he's going to be in charge of the cooking. Who else usually did the hot dogs? You? Who made them?
He did the hot dogs and the sweet corn.
He did them both? Okay.
And we all stand around there and watch.
Yeah. Not aware of anything.
I was down there, I think it was 2 different days in a big panel.
I have to say I didn't hear anything, so it kind of couldn't have been too serious. Okay. Everything is pretty much I've touched on already. I've got one thing that came to my attention from people in town and even myself. We send out letters for people who've got extra vehicles, garbage, weeds, whatever.
Yeah, we send letters out typically, you know, and same with water bills, it's typically like one or two letters, and after the second letter, then it gets posted. The CSO delivers a letter saying, you have this much time to do it, or we're going to do it, and you're going to get charged for it. And with the water bills, it's you have this much time to pay it off, or we will be shutting you off.
Okay.
And I've kind of been a stickler because I'm trying to be fair across the board to everybody in town. And I know since I've been here, we've had several people's water shut off, and I don't know that that's been done too often before I've
it has, along,
but
on extreme cases.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm trying to get our delinquency report.
Yeah, that's good. We're not a bank.
Yeah.
And you're following up on some of the nuisance ones?
Yes.
I don't know how often they get sent out or whatever, but I got a feeling that some people are immune to them because nothing changes. So I think you either have to get the CSO involved with all them or something, because it looks not healthy for the town. I don't care if it's on the main drag or if it's on the back street. You know, they're all equal. So whatever we can do, you know, to put a little bit of...
Her fire's working.
Fire under the rump?
Yeah, something to...
We're working on it.
Two cars left.
Working on it.
It's not just you guys.
No,
there's plenty.
I'll give you $100 for that Jeep engine you got out that 87 Jeep you just bought. I want the 4-liter engine out of it and all the wiring and everything.
But then we can't drive it.
I have a Jeep to put it in, Dave.
Hey, that's after hours here. But anyhow, I'm hoping that the council sees it my way. We gotta keep after it. And rather than just a letter that they see and, you know, that there is somebody with authority following up and a little bit of, like you say, light the fire. Because it just doesn't get done. I mean, we got weeds growing, we got junk cars, we've got everything.
And that's why I put in the spring and summer newsletter, you know, let's have pride in our town. And our spaces looking good, not just for people passing through, but for ourselves.
And neighbors. Neighbors complain. I mean, we've got one where he's complaining about a neighbor and isn't even the right name.
Yeah.
You know, so whatever. So just, I guess maybe, how would I say, that we get I shouldn't call it a report, but an update of who has got them, what the dates are, and when this date goes past, that's when the heat comes.
I have that on the delinquency report. I have the date listed when the shutoff date is, but I don't have anything set up at this point for, you know, like cleanups. Mm.
And do we have new neighbors down here on Jacob in the Arndt house? Are you aware of?
I'll have to look it up.
Because I've seen different people. Yeah. Did you see any different people there in that house?
I can't remember their names.
This side of Justin's driveway, the house that was for sale for a long time.
Oh, that was Arndt's, right?
Yes.
It looks like it's sold, it looks like it's empty, but then there's been vehicles in
there. There were two vehicles there the other day and somebody was cutting lawn.
Well, I don't see anybody there, but you know, when it looked like it was vacant, the guy from Sharp Tiling still had his truck there, so I don't know if that's where he works or whatnot, but it looks like it's vacant, the dog kennel is gone.
I think they're gone, because like I say, there was somebody else cutting the lawn, but I mean for billing purposes here.
I'd have to look at the logger bill program.
If you got any update or something?
Yeah, I'm sure I do. I don't have it off the top of my head.
No, but that's just so you're aware.
Okay.
And then the one on Park Avenue? One that was for sale for over a year or 2 years?
Yeah, I know I think it's Mashkey is his last name. And then there's also a Braunworth that moved in. And I feel like both of those were on Park, but I'd have to look it up. And then this farm right over here is bought by Tor, last name Tor.
Okay. So there's things changing hands.
Yeah, there's definitely several new people moving into town, and houses are selling. The Lions, Mallory, she popped in yesterday, and she sold her house in 3 weeks.
Really? Good for her.
She's going to be moving. But they're not, obviously not in there yet. I don't know who it is.
Yeah.
She just said that.
I imagine there could be a sewer inspection now.
I guess that one's been done.
Oh, okay.
Because she's only been in there, Greg said, about 3 years, and so he remembers doing hers.
Wonderful. All right.
June 2nd, he had come in. I wasn't in the office at this time, but he came in and paid $400. And then he came in on June 22nd and paid $300 and said they were going to get caught up completely in July. This is what they told Jeremy.
Who is this?
Yeah. I know. Yeah, he's paid $700 in June, and it's still that much. Because they get fees on top of, you know, fees on top of fees every month. It's like, it's 10%.
Where does he live?
On 10%.
What place is this?
Usually I put the address in there, and I don't have it in there.
How?
Yep, I thought about sending him a posted one, but I wanted to get Jeremy's approval, because right now the way Jeremy has me doing it is that we only do posted and when they're 90 days over. I personally would do it at 60 days over. Our letters say that we have the right to do it when they're 30 days over.
Yeah.
But we keep, you know, we keep giving them extra months past that.
Sometimes it gets too long, and then it gets into winter, and then on some of them you can't do anything with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So. All right. I don't have anything else. Anything else for the city? How do I look for adjournment? Motion made and second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. We made it. Good point. It has been. There you are.